The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. From hot dogs to cool kitties, this is Dark Side of the Pooch.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. You know what? We have forgotten to do our little barking thing there. And now that I can see you doing it, I actually get to see your face through your howl. Do your howl, man.
Oh.
Wow, you're really into it, man. Dr. Rad Stewart, Rosberg Animal Hospital. He joins us every single week, 208-0301, 208-0301, Rosbridge Vet. I've been in your store probably more than I'd want to admit. It looks like I'll be coming to see you again tomorrow. And I greatly appreciate all the emails from people, info@tonycurryradio.net. Evidently, I did something on Fox 6. And by the way, I mentioned your name on Fox 6 a couple weeks ago. Hope you don't mind. And was talking about it was either going to be the beach or saving our dog. And all the kids were like, we want you to do everything you can to save the dog. And I was like, okay. And I've never been in a position where I had to actually think about whether I wanted to spend that kind of money to save an animal. I always thought that if I was ever put in a position where it was something like cancer, that, and I have to really, really sit down and say, is this a good, it's not that I don't want to save my animal's life. Don't get me wrong. You know that, but you have to be smart about it. You know what I mean? I mean, I have to feed my family too. I can't be taken out, but I do know some people that would probably take a home loan out to save their dog. That being said, I got a couple K in. I was like, okay, this is about as far as we can go here. So we need to start getting some answers. And it appears we'll probably do that. But Frisco dog seems to be doing great. His belly is huge. He's got a really big belly. I mean, he's I don't know. What did he weigh at his least amount? Do you know?
Under 10 pounds.
Was it under 10? I mean, you could take him with one hand. I mean, that's how light he was. So he's got this huge belly, but he's, and like, again, I always say that if you're eating and pooping, something's good. And he's doing both of those. He's not vomiting. He didn't have the squirts anymore. So I think is it safe to assume he's out of the woods? And the reason I asked that question is it was either intestinal cancer or intestinal gastrointestinal fibromyalgic, whatever you call that, stuff. But if it's the cancer, okay, let's back it up a little bit here. If it's cancer, based on what you've given him, prednisone and this new fangled dog food, it's like super dog food. It's unbelievable. He loves it, by the way. Even if he has cancer, would he be progressing the way he's doing?
Possibly.
Okay. And that's what I told the kids too. I said, he may still have cancer just because we're popping him with all these good stuff. And maybe
I'll tell you that the only way that I think we're going to know if he has cancer or not is to do the biopsies, the intestinal biopsies.
Yeah.
And that may not be something that you want to do. And if it's not, there's a lot of pet owners that would fall into that category as well. The reason that we did not do the intestinal biopsies a couple of weeks ago is because he was not healthy enough to do it.
Yeah.
Because his albumin and his globulins were so low, mainly his albumin, a protein that's very important for healing. He would not have made it through getting biopsies of his intestines. So, that's the reason that we didn't do it when he was so sick. And, you know, now that he is doing better, that it may not be on the table for one reason or another. And that's fine. There would be people that are in that same boat for a host of different reasons. So, but without the biopsy, it's hard to confirm 100% that it's either lymphangiectasia, not intestinal fibromyalgia, dystrophia, yes, whatever else.
And a DeCoupo.
Yeah. So, versus cancer.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that's what I thought. So, the way I look at it is if we can buy him a few more years, regardless of what it is, and he's healthy and he can run, I think running is important. I think
is he running?
He's getting close.
All right.
I mean, he's trotting across the backyard. I mean, he's
that's
exhausted.
A big improvement.
He can't go upstairs and he can't go downstairs yet. His back legs are like two chopsticks. They're so skinny, and he just can't do anything with his back legs. And obviously, it takes him a little while. I'm rubbing his legs, and I'm rubbing his belly, and I'm getting him going in the morning because he's been laying on his legs, and he's just he's it, we just can't move him.
Well, I've been out of town. I've been at this is I take a couple of weeks off in the summer, one trip and then another one. But y'all haven't had to come back in since I've been gone, right?
No,
Or
no.
have no?
No,
Okay,
I've
all
not
right.
brought him back in, and that was the question: is do I need to bring him back in? Because you were like, you didn't think we'd really know exactly what was going on until we did some more blood work, and I was wondering
Yeah.
what will the blood work tell us?
We need to check his albumin level, and we're also going to do a quick ultrasound of his belly.
Okay.
If his albumin level is coming up, that means that his intestines are not leaking fluid. Okay, if his albumin level is coming up, that means that the fluid that should be staying in certain parts of his body are staying there.
Yep.
And he's not his belly's not filling up with fluid. And I'm not talking about his stomach. I'm talking about the space in between his intestines and his body wall.
Yeah.
If we can get that fluid to where it is gone and we can get his albumin level up, then I'll feel really good about his long-term survival. But we gotta check to see if that's changed.
Well, I'll bring him in tomorrow then. Are you there tomorrow?
Yes.
I'll bring him in tomorrow morning. Is there any reason to fret because his stomach is so bloated, so big? And I mean, he's pooping. I mean, every time he eats that food, and he's taking a monster dump. He doesn't seem to have the constipation he used to have, but because he's got such a big belly, is there any
Well,
reason to?
the belly could be fluid, which would not be great. Or it could be that he's eating a lot, and also he's on a very high dose of prednisone, and that'll make their belly get big. So I want to see if the fluid is down and if his albumin level is up, and if so, I'll feel very good.
And the other thing that's really weird is he's losing a lot of his hair. Is that
That's the
normal?
prednisone.
Okay, that's the
Yeah,
prednisone. Okay.
we are blasting his little tiny body with prednisone.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope it I hope you're right. We'll bring him in tomorrow. I'm really pleased. I'm really happy. I don't mind picking him up and taking him outside, for a few weeks, months, whatever it takes. But again, I never thought I was going to be that. I never thought I'd be that guy. I hear these stories about people spending $5,000 or $6,000, and I'm like, oh, there's no way I'd spend $5,000 or $6,000 on the family pet. And here I am, and I've been
You're
dropping that
not
much.
at $5,000.
I mean, listen, when you get 2 grand in, you want some answers,
Yeah, we got you
and I mean,
some.
you did fantastic. I mean, you didn't know. I mean, you know what my financial situation is. You don't know what, I mean, you're not my accountant, but I mean,
You don't, oh, yeah, that'd be bad.
but I mean, I would like to think that most people, $500, $600 is like, hey, this is, it's a set of tires that I may need next week. I mean, and you start thinking about it. And obviously my dog's much more important than tires. I get that right. But I have to have tires. I have to be able to drive. So you start playing with these things in your mind. And it's weird because it just so happens that recently, financially, I've been doing pretty well, and then this comes along, I'm super blessed that way. It's like just when you get an extra inheritance, something happens, and you need to use it all. But I mean, I am super good, and I'm like that's great, and I'm just so happy that he's the kids got to see him. They don't get to see him every other week, and they're super happy and excited about him, and he's doing great. But I,
He's
you
getting
know,
better, man.
yeah, and I'm telling you this. And you know this, love don't hurt. I mean, I've been loving on this animal. I mean, I'm giving him belly rubs for like an hour every night. He lays on my chest and his legs spread apart, and I just sit there and rub his belly. I mean, his belly is like a baby's butt behind. There is not one stitch of hair on his body, and I'm sitting there, and he just, I mean, he's loving it. I mean, it really helps.
I know what having no hair feels like.
Yeah. Do you want to bring the chinchilla in? All right, there's my daughter. She's like, don't walk in here without the chinchilla, dude. What are you?
We need to see
Yeah,
Giz.
yeah. I'll wait on this because have you ever heard of Svalin dogs? Svallin dogs.
Man, if I do, I don't know off the top of my head if I
You're
have.
going to hear about these animals because it's a big celebrity thing. It is this couple in Montana. They're called Svalin dogs. They
I love
are
Montana.
under two. They are German, Dutch, or Belgian shepherds. and they take your dog for 2 years and they give it back. And you want to take a stab at what these they there he is.
Look at him. Look at that little fuzzy half rat, half bunny.
Hi.
Look at your half rat, half bunny. It's so cute. I wish it would make some noise into the microphone. What are you feeding it?
Raisins.
I thought maybe raisins. Oh my
Loves
gosh, that
raisins.
thing is so cute. Hey, did you know that I found a possum in my in-laws' yard and we kept it at my house and raised it for 2 months and then we set it free a couple of weeks ago?
That is crazy.
It was an orphan baby possum. We just set it free.
She is, I mean, we've had gerbils, guinea pigs, everything. This thing right here, man, she is the queen of this thing. This thing listens to her and it's coming by its name now. You can call it by its name,
It is
Gizmo. And
so, I mean, it's so cute. Look at it. I
it
always
is
thought
a
they were smaller. That thing's
no,
big.
and yeah, it's still growing. They get about a foot from end of the tail to the end of the nose. She had it, being submissive, laying on its back. Now they'll run about a mile and a half an hour. So I mean that's fast, really fast.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll get after it. But yeah, but they're super cool. All right, thank you.
Oh man, so
Welcome.
cute.
Yeah, they're cool.
Like
They're
a
cool,
squirrel tail.
dude. They're super cool, man. I mean that is the coolest thing. It's like you get these small things and you're like you're gonna pet it every day and you just don't. Sometimes you may go a week without even saying hello to the thing. You feed it, it's a guinea pig. It's a gerbil. It's something small and hairy, and they're always trying. And it's not like you can talk to it or it's not like a dog. That thing is the closest thing I've come to like having another dog. It's
Yeah,
amazing. It's great
that's
stuff.
cool.
All right, so yes, I love you too. Do you want to take a stab at what it's going to cost? So they take your German, your Dutch, or your Belgian Shepherd. And it is, if you go to Svalin, Svallin, Personal Protection Dogs is their motto. Personal
Okay.
Protection Dogs. These dogs are trained not only to be the best damn dog you've ever owned, but also the most protective animal that you'll ever own. It's a brand new thing, and all these celebrities now are buying it. Do you want to take a stab at what it cost?
$87,000.
$150,000.
Oh, it's halfway there.
Yeah, 150 grand it cost, and obviously that money is to be paid up front. And
Yeah,
then
no refunds.
and it's weird because and you can explain this. I've got a my ex-brother-in-law got some hunting dogs, and you have to, obviously old dogs, new tricks, blah 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 blah. You get them pups and you get them out there, and he wanted to make sure they go out there and catch ducks and all this other stuff. And so he sends them off like 6 or 7 weeks at a time, and they come home for like a week, and then he sends them back out again, and that goes on for like the first, I don't know, 6 or 7 months as they're trained, and then all of a sudden he's got this dog that's 6 or 7 months old that's trained and is ready to go, it's ready to hunt. And that's fine, that's great and all. But again, you need to know it's like I could send your kid off to the army, right? And he could get all the discipline he wants. But after a year, if he comes home and I'm still, doing all the wrong things, he's not going to listen to me. So I would think a dog would be the same way. So can you explain to me just a little bit of how that works? Because I would think that dogs are they cater to routine and they're used to being around things they love. And for something to be trained like that methodically and then be brought back into a family situation, how would they adapt?
I would assume that that Svalin dogs have a pretty extensive like follow-up routine and manual and things that the new, well, not the new owner, it's always been the owner of the dog, but things that you have to continue to do at home. Or all of that training, not all of it, but some of it might go out the window. But the fact that they keep the dog for 2 years, that's really going to ingrain them, and they're not going to forget that training. It's not like you're sending your dog off for a week, which is kind of the standard thing. If you want your dog to be trained, you're going to send it off for 1 to 2 weeks. If it's a good family pet, all you want it to do is sit and stay and mind its manners when people come over. You're not looking to train it to, protect you from, paparazzi or some lunatic fan, if this is what these celebrities are using it for. But most dogs are going to go off for a couple of weeks, and when they come home, they're still going to need
Sure.
training. They're still going to need follow-up stuff. But if they keep your dog for 2 years, I
A long
mean,
time, dude.
there better not be a whole lot of follow-up, but there's going to be some.
Well, for 150 grand, they better be teaching that animal. I mean, and again, they're only shepherds. I'm assuming shepherds are just incredible animals to teach. They're super smart, I guess. I know German shepherds are, and that's why they're police dogs and this, that, and the other, but I'm not sure about Belgian and Dutch Germans, but I guess they're all the same.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm paying $150,000 for something, it better be able to take the top down, and have a pretty fast engine.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. As just a red-blooded American man, would you rather, knowing that someone's going to break into your home tonight, would you rather have a $150,000 personal protection dog, or would you rather know how to shoot a gun?
I'd rather have the dog.
Okay, I would too,
But
because I'd rather see a dog lose his life than see me lose my life, or see a potential robber lose his life. I want to say he might
the
get
issue,
killed.
the only reason I say that is because,
It seems like a lot of money to spend that someone could take out with one shot.
right. Also, but I guess, I don't know, maybe I'd have to think about that because I say the dog so that I wouldn't have to shoot someone. Number one, I don't know if I have the guts to shoot someone, or if I have, well, I know I don't have the skill to shoot someone. So I would just release the dog on him. But then if the dog rips the guy's throat out, you're still going to be in the same predicament you would have been if you had killed the person yourself.
Yeah.
You're still going to have to prove that the person was breaking into your house and that you have no other alternative and yada, yada, yada. And then if there's a this is the world we live in, if the person gets maimed by the dog, maybe he files a civil suit against you. Hey, I can no longer rob houses because I don't have hands
See,
anymore,
and
you know.
the NRA is going to go crazy when they hear this. But I'm a not a shoot to kill guy. I think that is horse shit. I shoot to kill. If you're gonna shoot to kill. I don't think you need to shoot to kill. I don't know where that came from. I don't know why you'd want to shoot to kill. If I'm sitting here looking at you, you're 6 feet away, and you have no weapon in your hand, but I know you're going to threaten my family or something, and I can shoot your leg, I can shoot your kneecaps off. I'm gonna do that because I know you're gonna live, and I know you can't get me. So I'm shooting to maim. I'm not shooting to kill. Now, if he's got a gun. And we're having an old Wild Wild West thing or something. But seriously, if I have a pistol and I know he hasn't got one and he's coming at me with a knife or something, I'm going to shoot the maim. I'm going to just take his kneecaps out. And I may even go, listen, just sit down for a minute. This is going to hurt because I need to get on and call 911 and I don't trust you. So I'm just going to take a foot out. Just chill out for a minute. Let me shoot your foot off. And then you sit tight and I'll be back in a minute. And I just.
Can we get? I want to get a Dark Side of the Pooch like logo T-shirt, and then on the back it just says "Shoot to Maim."
Shoot. Shoot the man, shoot to kill. Bring it back here. That's all right. Here, we want you to see first go, and then we're going to let you go.
Okay.
Here's baby.
Here's baby. Here.
Oh,
Yeah,
look.
that's Rainer. You remember Rainer dog?
Yeah, Rainer.
Rainer
That's
doing
not
good.
Frisco.
He's back here. He's back here. He does a show with me every week. Good job. All right. Let me see that Frisco dog.
I was about to say, what are you talking about? All his hair is falling out. He looks pregnant.
Look, I mean,
Oh my gosh, he's
yeah,
pregnant.
we got a belly, we got a belly going big time, but
Look at that.
he's doing good, man.
Yeah, he's doing way better. Way better.
Tell me about my rebuild.
I will. You want to say hi, Dr. Ab?
Yeah.
But
Give
he's
me
but
a bark, bud. Give me a little rough rough.
he is doing a little barking. He's a little barky barky, but I mean, compared to the way he was a couple weeks ago, dude. I'm taking it. He's good.
Yeah,
All right, I gotta let
for
you fly.
sure.
Xavier, by the way, wanted me to let you know that he got a remodification today. He they you know he's a train, and they took him all the way down to his studs, basically,
Oh,
and
no.
redid everything. But he is running like a top. He's doing really, really well, and he wanted me to let you know that.
All right, just keep shoveling that coal in him.
He said, man, just keep on chugging, dude.
Tell him I got stripped down.
He got stripped down all the way down to the nuts and bolts, dude.
Yeah, all the way to the bare underframe.
All the way to the bare underframe, yes. Thank goodness this thing is in the way stuff. All right, hey, thank you so much. Now you gotta go. Appreciate you, love you, and we'll catch up next week.
See you guys.
Thank you, Bill.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.